from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You shall not pass!
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens!
On Dukes and Bell.
Cookie, scream for me again, man. Go ahead. Let it out.
That's what Falcon fans around the ATL and around the country are doing today after hearing the news. We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Thanks for everybody being out here at Hooters, hanging out. Mall of Georgia location. Alan Jeffrey says, man, I am ready for the season. And we are, too. And if you're just joining us, let's get you caught up on what's going on because we had breaking news that happened earlier today, and it was news that was percolating. We knew that this was a possibility to get Justin Simmons, the free agent Pro Bowl safety, but now it is a reality. So after acquiring Matthew Judon in a trade for a third-round pick yesterday, Terry Fontenot in the front office, Ryan Pace and company, great job. They turn right back around and are able to get this safety, Mike, a guy that immediately helps your team for $8 million for 1 year.
Yep, $7.5 million is guaranteed, so I guess the signing bonus. We heard a really cool comment from Jesse Bates. It was basically inviting more free agents, maybe specifically reaching out to Simmons' camp, but saying to come on down to Atlanta. And as a lot of guys have pointed out, and we said this to start the show, none of this happens, you know, unless you make the big moves you made in the offseason. Getting a real legitimate quarterback under center makes this team viable regardless of the defensive moves. But we did have areas we had to improve on. So you find a disgruntled employee in New England who's now highly motivated to basically prove it on this deal. I'm so curious how they work out if there's going to be any more money coming his way from the Falcons. But Matthew Judon, this guy's got 32 sacks the last 3 years. I mean, there's nobody in the Falcons that has those kind of numbers. This guy only had 4 last year because he blew out his bicep. We've said it. It's not the kind of injury that I think you worry about. If you guys are worried about bicep, look, talk to J.J. Watt. I mean, this guy is a rock star, and he's cheaper than Hassan Reddick would ever be. And then you go get Simmons. The guys are saying, why didn't we get corner? I think they more and more we're realizing they like what they've got with Kevin King in the corner room.
Yeah, I feel like they have some guys that, again, can rotate and play the position, hopefully at a high level. King's a ball hawk, again, and we heard, you know, Jerry Gray talk about the fact that he knows him very well and he likes what he brings to the table. I think the thing that solidified this deal with Justin Simmons is that Simmons went to dinner with A.J. Terrell. I mentioned this earlier. He went to dinner with Grady, and he went to dinner with the front office. And I think guys sold him on coming here. It's always about players, man. And you can tell me all you want about an organization. And I say this all the time. I know enough guys around the league. You go, how is it there? Oh, you don't want to go there. Why not? Dysfunctional, right, man.
Losing culture.
Guys don't want to do this. Guys don't want to do that. Grady Jarrett sitting at dinner. What do you think Grady said? I've been here 10 years, man. Well, this is as close as we got a quarterback. We had one in Matt Ryan. Listen, we are close. Come. And I think Justin Simmons was sold on that, Mike. So it's a great move for the Falcons, and we said it earlier. We'll open up the phone lines a little bit later for you to join us and give us your thoughts on this because a lot of guys are extremely happy like we are today that this defense has improved in 24 hours.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the buzz, and it's just kind of cool. You know, we always seem to be taking it in the shorts here in Atlanta. We always get short shrift from ESPN. Lead story this morning, talking about it on Get Up on SportsCenter on their website. Everybody talking about the Falcons being major players. Guys, I know that Kirk Cousins has got a terrible playoff record. I think, as we said before, you can say the same thing about Matthew Stafford and other guys. This is a quality team. We've never seen what – let's be honest. We've never even seen what Drake London can do.
Yeah,
the last 2 years. We've only seen little spurts, little pieces of it.
Sure.
Same thing goes for Pitts. You got to go back 3 years to see him, you know, go for 1,000. Bijan Robinson is a superstar in this league. And he was, you know, maybe they asked him to do too much last year. We can debate that, whatever. This year with Zach Robinson, Carl, this offense is going to be so dynamic. And now we're not just saying, well, we hope the defense can play catch up and they'll have the advantage of being maybe having the offense, you know, score a lot of points. No, now you got a defense that can get after you. You have to develop a guy. Matthew Judon plugs in and goes gets a quarterback.
Immediately. 404-726-0929. You can text us. Find us on social media, guys. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. And this radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. You look at the star power now, I think, on the defensive side, as we talked about. Some of these are brand names, guys that continue to grow their reputation. But I think just from a standpoint of the potential of what this defense can be, it looks so much better. And by the way, this doesn't stop the development of guys like Rook, right, or Arnold Ebiketie, Mike, becoming a double-digit sack guy, which is still in the mix, or Lorenzo Carter helping this defense out, or Zach Harrison. All of that is still there. But you have improved your chances specifically in this division. And that's where I'm starting, because we can talk about all this other stuff. Win division, we know we're in the playoffs. I don't want to have to worry about what the Eagles or the Cowboys or anybody else in the NFC is doing. Handle our business. And I think this gives us a leg up, Mike, on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I mean, think about that Lions game last year. Just, you know, how dreadful that was. How just ineffective. All the missing Kyle Pitts missed throws that were open, and how the defense just couldn't get a handle on Goff. There's so many. Again, I can definitely remind you guys, you saw it as well. But this is a team now that can really set the tone. We're not sitting there, Carl. I mean, yes, you're going to do some things scheme-wise. Jimmy Lake's obviously going to be blitzing and stuff. But you've got guys who can just simply get the job done. Jesse Bates is a turnover machine for this team.
Yes.
Now you bring in a guy. And again, real quick, guys keep hitting us up on the text line. Yeah, Judon's disgruntled. Yeah, he's disgruntled because the Patriots and him, like, got sideways. Got franchise tagged once. He wanted a contract. He's here now, and he's angry, and he's motivated. So even if he doesn't wind up playing for the Falcons in 2025, he's going to put on a show this year, right?
Yeah. Now, I think that the best thing to do out of a dysfunctional situation is to get out of it. And he left one where he was not happy. He knows that's a rebuilding situation. He probably was not going to be the best player for them because of the circumstances, right, around what's been going on with him. He can come here and, as we like to say, play free. Mm. Don't have to think. Just go be you. Play free. And he can come in here and do that.
And you mentioned the NFC. Like, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves here because we've got a really tough first four games. You know, certainly taking on the Super Bowl champions, taking on the Eagles and the Steelers back to front. You know, obviously the Steelers week one. But all those Steelers look like they got a little bit of dysfunction. Russell Wilson's got to play out. Mike Tomlin kind of made a little backhanded comment. If he can get through it, we'd like to see Russell Wilson out there so he can earn that starting job. All of a sudden, I feel a little bit better about the matchup with the Steelers. But getting back to the NFC, it's so top-heavy. It's the 49ers. You could argue the Eagles. They have their own level. The coach might even make it through the season, right?
Yeah.
They've got the Lions. Everybody's on the Lions right now. And, yeah, the Cowboys are stout. We're going to see them. But now you feel really good about all these head-to-head matchups with teams that, you know, a couple months ago were like, ooh, that's a scary game.
Well, again, you're playing Patrick Mahomes. We can talk about it. And he does it to everybody. And I'm figuring Patrick Mahomes is going to come in here and have some success against us because he's just that damn good. Mm. But when you're telling me you've got two Pro Bowl-level safeties back there, Mike, it improves your chances. I'm not telling you we win the game. Certainly, I'm not telling you, you know, I don't know what he does. But I like the opportunity that's now presented in front of us. And, you know, the other part of this is, you know, the division thing, and the reason why I'm harping on it is you guys do realize you win the division, you get a home playoff game.
Correct.
So it doesn't matter who that might be coming in here. If you've created a home field advantage, which we hope to, by the end of the season, and you have an explosive offense – and you win this division, somebody's got to come to us. So that's the other part of why it's so important versus just getting in as a wild card, Mike, and having to go on the road for 3 or 4 weeks and hope that you get to a Super Bowl. It is much easier winning the division, having that home playoff game guaranteed, and then seeing where things take you.
I mean, look at the Eagles melt against Tampa Bay last year.
That's right.
Having to come down there. The other thing, guys, is now they're doing their job. We've talked about this for years. Now we've sold out the season ticket. Let's bring some heat. Now we really do need to create that home field advantage we really haven't had since 2017, you know?
And from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I know, I get it. It'll be other fans because that's just the nature of the Heritage teams coming in. They're always going to have support, but man, don't you feel like you can't wait to get down and start screaming your mind out?
I can't.
Just blowing your mind off and go, blah, bananas, rooting for this team.
But I'm biased because I've seen over the last 4 weeks up close and personal what we've been telling you, and it's hard for me to sell this to you because you're not seeing it, right? It's like, man, you can't wait to see my boat. You're like, yeah, you've been talking about your boat forever. I'm telling you, my boat's really good. It's cool. It's fast. It's got this. It's got that. And you're like, yeah, but I ain't seen the boat. That's kind of where you are with the Falcons right now. I'm telling you, boat is nice. It's sweet. It's fast. It's all the things you want. That is what I've been seeing for the last 4 weeks. So I have a little bias, Mike, because I know what I'm watching, and I've been doing this for a long time. We're going to be all right. And now that you've added these pieces to defense, you trust Jimmy Lake and you trust the fact that you have a Super Bowl coach in Raheem Morris, who is a defensive coordinator who understands what it takes. And, Mike, I don't know, you know, again, he said today, and I'm going to let you hear a little bit of Raheem here in a second, but he was like, look, the front office is always calling me and like, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And he's like, okay, if we can make it happen, let's do it. But you have to believe, like, when he got this call from Terry, like, hey, we're going to bring in Judon and we might get Simmons. You don't think he lost his blank? Of course he did. He's like, he knows defense still matters. We can talk about this being an offensive league, but defense still matters. Here's a coach, by the way, asked about Judon today. I want you to just hear a couple cuts from this. This is Raheem Morris this morning after we got to practice. And right before practice, he was asked about the addition of Matthew Judon.
Having that type of recall from that type of a player and what he does and what he can bring to the table is always fun, particularly when you talk about adding to that group. You know, losing Trice was critical for us the week before, knowing he's out for the season, but being able to add him to Zoe and AK and Damone Harris and JSW and all those guys that have been out there working for us provides, you know, a quality player, dog mentality, potential game changer to your outfit.
Game changers. It's what wins in the NFL. It's what wins. And we haven't had enough of them. So you've added a couple of game changers. Bates is obviously one of them, Mike, but Judon could be that guy. You know, you laugh at me, but I talk about strip sack, pick it up, scoop, score, all that stuff, that's Judon.
So when you're talking about this boat, so we've added like some 750 horsepower outboards. Is there ever Lake Lanier, you're one of these big swinging that comes by, there's four big engines on the back. I like it. Hey, by the way, the Super Bowl, if you guys want to start thinking about it, it's in New Orleans this year.
Which even makes it better.
So just something to think about. But again, first things first, let's get through this ridiculous preseason. I don't know what we're going to see up there with the Ravens. I don't care. But I don't want to see Bijan out there. I got to get my stars look great in camp. I want them on ice until we get ready for week one against Pittsburgh.
All right. Are we going to play, Tyler? We want to later. Oh, that's right. Mark Raimondi is going to join us. We're going to play Tyler later because we caught up with Tyler Allgeier.
You're going to hear our conversation again. What it means to get a guy like Judon in here, his role in the balance with certainly Bijan, what Zach Robbins is telling him as well.
All right. But coming up next, our buddy Mark Raimondi. He works for ESPN, covers our Falcons for ESPN. He's been there every day as well. We'll get his opinion on these moves and more. Stay right there. It's part of our Strong Arm Story of the Day next.
The Day is brought to you by John Foy & Associates Personal Injury Law.
Let's talk more about the biggest story of the day, certainly not just here, but in the National Football League, and Mark Raimondi, who covers the Falcons for ESPN. We get a chance to see Mark up there at Falcons camp, and all throughout the course of the year, guys, he's going to be on top of these stories. We want to talk to him for a few minutes. And Mark, obviously, you know, getting Judon was one thing. Today, though, Mike and I obviously been talking about getting Justin Simmons. Two huge moves to improve this defense. That's where I want to start, and I want to get your thoughts on it, Mark.
Yeah, it's funny. I saw you guys a few hours ago before the Justin Simmons news came out, and it's like Atlanta has a whole new team. Just a few hours later, it's a huge move, and it really says to me that the last 2 days is this is a team that they believe they're either a contender or they have a chance to be a contender, and they're putting the chips in the middle. You know, they're going for it. They brought in two veterans. They brought in two guys who have been in the Pro Bowl. Two guys have been elite talents at their positions on defense. And by the way, it was a defense that had a lot of question marks in training camp and had already lost a couple guys to injuries. So really, really, really big stuff from Terry Fontenot and the Falcons the last couple of days.
Yeah, we heard the comments of Jesse Bates today talking with the media, basically saying it's like, hey, man, join the party, guys. If that was specifically to Justin Simmons, so be it. But talk about their role and how they'll function as safeties, these two guys together.
Oh, I mean, it very well could be the best 1-2 combination of safeties in the entire NFL. I mean, Jesse Bates was one of the top Madden safety, I think, this year. Madden 25, the top-rated guy. And Justin Simmons is a guy that has led the NFL in interceptions. He's had 9 interceptions the last couple of years. So we're talking about a very potent potential group there in that room. And, again, it was a secondary beyond Bates and Terrell that was very unproven, was looking for guys to break out. Well, I mean, now you know where you're getting in Justin Simmons. He's an elite player, and you put him with Jesse Bates, and that's pretty darn dangerous.
Let's talk about Judon. I know Coach talked about this a little bit today, and, we heard him say they can line him up in various places. What do you think? Like, is there a best place for him? Are we talking about a guy that's going to line up right, left, in the middle, all over the place? How do you envision Judon on this defensive front?
I mean, I envision Judon on first and second down trying to get to the quarterback by hook or by crook, as many places as they can put him. I think Jimmy Lake likes the rotation. He likes to move guys around to different places. But I think he's going to be your primary pass rusher. And I say that because they really didn't have a primary pass rusher, to be honest. I mean, they have Arnold Ebiketie on third down going up to the quarterback. But, I mean, with all due respect, and they're not bad players. Lorenzo Carter, the Devon Harrises of the world, not bad players, but they're not Matthew Judon. So that's going to be the guy. That's going to be the guy, and they're going to need someone else to step up behind them and be the number two.
It is Mark Raimondi, guys, from ESPN.com, up at Falcons camp every day. Do we have to add a sweetener to Judon's deal? I mean, do you have to give him a signing bonus? Obviously he was upset. He had been franchise tagged at Baltimore, upset the Patriots had never given him a new deal. Obviously the market for a 32-year-old coming off an injury, we can understand where the Patriots are coming from. Do the Falcons have to do anything to lock this in? Or just simply plays on his New England contract?
That's going to be the interesting question. That's going to be answered, I guess, in the next few days and weeks here, is if the Falcons are going to look to, sign him for the long term, at least past this season. And from listening to Raheem Morris this morning, and you guys were there as well, it didn't sound like the Falcons were ready to commit to that. It didn't sound like they were ready to commit to Judon beyond 2024. And then I'm not sure if that's just coach speak. I'm not really sure what that is, but it could be a situation where Judon was in a situation that in New England that he wasn't really a big fan of. Didn't seem like he was a big fan of the coach. You know, he kind of had it out with Gerard Mayo on the sidelines a few weeks back. And the Falcons look like they're going to be a significantly better team than the Patriots this year. So what better way to kind of showcase yourself after his season ended early last year due to a bicep injury. So, you know, you come to Atlanta, you show how good you are. And then you get a big fat contract, and you know, with whoever it could be Atlanta or whoever else, you know, in the offseason.
Mark Raimondi joining us here on Dukes and Bell, covers the Falcons for ESPN, and everybody's reacting.
Speaking of covering the Falcons for ESPN, I'm with Mike Rothstein right now, my predecessor on the beat.
Oh,
I'm sitting here with Rothstein.
Well, tell Mike what's up, man. That's our dude. What's going on, Mike?
What's up? I also say hello. Tell Duke tonight we got to play golf by 11:00.
Play some golf.
Mike said y'all got to play golf together.
For sure. Yeah, man.
He's left us to be Woodward and Bernstein. He did for ESPN.
He did a great job. Marcus stepped in there.
Woodward and Rothstein.
Yes, right. That's exactly right. Hey, I was going to ask you, as we were talking about, you know, this morning and all the things Rob was talking about, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. With these moves now that have been made, you know, he was talking about the building, like the energy in the building. How much more do you feel like that's going to be? Now, I don't think we see – Mike and I have been saying this, Mark. We're not going to see that, you know, transcend over to the preseason game on Saturday. But just generally speaking, I mean, we're around these guys all the time. You feel it? Do you think that increased with this move today?
I mean, I feel like the defense played a little bit more juice today, knowing that Matthew Judon was coming into the building. You know, I really thought the defense had a lot more intensity than it has had. And got the better of the offense for the most of practice, which has not been the case, honestly, for all of training camp. It's been a rarity, and the defense played really well. The secondary played really well. You know, Arnold Ebiketie, the aforementioned, you know, pass rusher, had a couple of sacks today. And you have to imagine that news coming in, people are fighting for their spots. You know, the intensity is turned up, and there is, it seems to be a level of excitement that maybe was not there just 36 hours ago.
Exactly. We could throw Lorenzo Carter in that mix, too. I think he would have had a sack on Penix as well. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's not non-contact. It's our buddy Mark Rothstein from ESPN. The thing about this preseason game on Saturday, we've been saying the audience.
You just called me Mark Rothstein.
He did.
I just bastardized Michael Rothstein and Mark Raimondi. Funny, he doesn't look Jewish.
Mark, I'm glad you caught that. He just, like, put both of your names together.
I could hyphenate him, too, Raimondi Rothstein. Anyway, Mark Raimondi.
You're not going to convert me, are you?
Mark Raimondi joins us now, Mazel Tov, here on the 084.com hotline.
Mazel Tov to you, too.
So what about the Saturday game? The problem is the fans haven't got to see what we've had the access to, other than maybe the scrimmage, the practice at Mercedes-Benz. Really don't need to see anything more from Bijan Robinson. He's been dynamic. He's making moves. Even Tyler Allgeier was like, whoa, watching him. Drake London looks great. So, I mean, do you think it's just going to be simply the third and fourth stringers over the weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Raheem Morris has been pretty clear about how he feels about the preseason, about these preseason games. He loathes them. I mean, he really, really dislikes the preseason. And how can you blame the guy? I mean, they lost two guys in the first two quarters last year for either for the year or for a significant amount of time. Two key players on defense, and he's not a fan. So I don't see any key players playing in this game. I'd be surprised if there were, but. I mean, a lot of third and fourth unit guys.
Yeah. And by the way, I do want to mention this. You asked a great question today. I took something from it because I wanted to let, you know, our followers and people who listen to this show know about the leadership quality of what we've got in Kirk Cousins. But I know you're doing a piece. I don't know when it's coming out. On Matt Ryan, who's, you know, at the 60,000-yard mark, and I said to you, all the guys who've thrown for that yardage is in the Hall of Fame. And you said, yeah, but you asked Ra today about Matt Ryan and what made him different. I just wanted you to explain a little bit about that and talk about that piece that you're doing before we let you go.
Yeah, it was thanks for the question. And it was a really interesting answer, right, from Raheem Morris about Matt Ryan, because he basically said that the Matt Ryan that we as the media saw was kind of fugazi. It was kind of a fake, you know, not necessarily the real Matt Ryan. He kind of put on a face for the cameras, and the real Matt Ryan was tough, was ultra competitive, was kind of a hard-nosed guy behind the scenes, and very demanding of what he wanted, and he knew what he wanted, and that isn't the Matt Ryan that we always got to see in the media. So I thought that was a really fascinating answer from Raheem, and there is a piece coming out on ESPN about, you know, all of the 60,000-yard quarterbacks. And Matt Ryan is, of course, one of them. And yeah, maybe that jacket is going to be coming before long. Who knows?
I know we've covered a lot of really interesting personalities, and we were joking around because Billy Napier down in Florida said good people can basically win. You don't have to be a jerk. It just seems like this team is just populated by some really good dudes. You know, everybody on both sides of the ball. Have you covered anybody like Kirk Cousins, though, Mark, in your career?
Kirk Cousins is so interesting. I mean, this is a man that made a spreadsheet of everyone who ever tore their Achilles. I mean, Al Gore was on this spreadsheet. Judy Dench, I think, was on this spreadsheet. I mean, I covered the UFC guys for 11 years. I don't think a UFC fighter knows who Judy Dench is. So Kirk Cousins is definitely a unique cat. And, you know, it seems like, you know, people really like him. You know, you ask around the building, people really like Kirk Cousins. They flop him. He's a leader. But, yeah, definitely a unique guy in a good way. You know, very, very detail-oriented for sure.
All right, brother. Appreciate you. Hey. Mark, we got some more stuff to talk about, man. Exciting. Enjoy the game this weekend, and we'll see you back up at Flowery next week, brother.
See you guys soon. Thank you.
Yeah, man. All right. That's Mark Raimondi joining us from ESPN. Michael Rothstein
was in the room with him.
Yes, and he used to cover. He was the beat guy for ESPN, and he came on the show numerous times as well. So two good guys, man. All right. We got a lot more to get to. Rob Bradford's going to join us, Odyssey MLB Insider. Yes, we've spent a lot of time today on the Falcons, and certainly in the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to get back to that. But we need to talk a little bit about what's going on with the Braves.
Yeah, a great return. Michael Money Harris comes back with a bang last night. Unfortunately, not going to get the sweep, it looks like, unless some offense occurs today for the Braves in the Bay Area.
Yeah. All right, it's on the way. We're Dukes and Bell live at Hooters.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, guys, let's talk a little baseball. Last night felt really good, and I want to start there with our guests because the bottom line for the Braves is we need everybody rolling. We have not had that. We've had something that has set us back. And ironically, Rob Bradford, Odyssey MLB Insider, we get Money Harris back last night. Mike and I were talking about this. Rob comes in first at bat. He's been on the 60-day IL, and boom, this guy hits a grand slam. And we're like, Braves fans are like, this is what we need.
Into McCovey's Cove, no less.
First of all, it is always awesome to be with you guys. Two of my favorites, so I appreciate it. And I will say this, is that the Braves fan, I feel like every time I come on, I'm an optimistic person when it comes to the Braves. Although, as they were going through that losing streak, it was in the back of my mind, man. I was selling all those people a bill of goods. But now, okay, I'm back to a little bit of optimism because of exactly what you said, Michael Harris, and no team in baseball has been hitting home runs as much as the Atlanta Braves has over the last couple of weeks. So you get the offense going, and sure, you're a little uncomfortable with the hamstring of Soler, but so be it. You've got the offense rolling, and you have maybe just enough pitching. I don't know.
Right.
But I mean, today maybe isn't the best day to go down that road. But I do think that you look at the offense. I think I looked it up. They had about six in this month. They had about six guys with 850 OPSs or better. I mean, that's going to go a long way to carrying any team. And like you said, the dynamic player that Michael Harris is, that can only help.
Yeah, the Braves win last night, 13-2. Grant Holmes, who's our version of Kenny Powers, went seven strong innings after giving up a home run. Then he was basically bulletproof after that. And then, today, you mentioned it, Rob, we really need Max Fried to be at his best. His last outing, it looks like he needed a rehab start. He has not been crisp, so that's a concern. And he's also playing for a contract, whether it's with us or someplace else. But he's been a little bit underwhelming.
Yeah, you know, he was having a great contract here, right? He's rolling along, and then you have that hiccup, and he's come back to your point that it hasn't been good. Today, I think, was decent, but you need more than decent. I think that when it comes to this race, and it is a legit race, I mean, this is I think, in baseball, whether you're talking about the American League West teams or the National League West teams or National League East teams, I mean, it is really, really exciting. You can make a case for all these teams. You need to find the team that is going to be able to line up their stars. This is the lesson that we learned from the Rangers last year, from the Diamondbacks last year, and the Braves can do that. I mean, they at least have the potential to do that, but in order to do that, you guys know, I mean, you need Max Fried to be, I think, part of that equation.
Let's talk about the fact that everybody around Major League Baseball, including me, by the way, was a little skeptical about what Aaron Judge would or would not be, right? I was concerned. Yeah.
Could he stay healthy?
Yes, right? The injuries. Okay, he's the best player in the league, hands down. He hits his 300th home run. He's been an incredible slugger this season. They got one of the best records, obviously, in the league, and everybody now is talking about the Yankees going to the World Series. But it's because of Aaron Judge, isn't it?
Yeah, I have an MVP vote, and it's hard. It's going to be there's a ways to go here, and it's going to be hard not to vote for Aaron Judge for MVP. And I think that the great thing about Aaron Judge being so good is that he's such a good human being, and he's such a good leader. And you do the thing about the captains. Like I think I hate the whole captains in baseball usually, but in that clubhouse on that team, there is no doubt about it that everything runs through Judge. And it helps when you're one of the, if not the best player in baseball. So, yeah, can you imagine, though, guys? I mean, it really is incredible. If all those tweets saying that he was going to the Giants were actually accurate, that he was actually going to the Giants, the poor Giants. So, yeah, but the Yankees are the big winners.
Talking with Rob Bradford, guys, our man for MLB. More on the Falcons' big defensive moves. Two big plays that make this defense Super Bowl worthy. We'll talk about it coming up. Meanwhile, the Diamondbacks, is this just their thing? Speaking of football, the New York Giants, which is kind of throw a switch with Eli Manning a couple times and won two Super Bowls. Diamondbacks have got the best run differential than anybody in the wild card hunt. So are they going to get back there?
Yeah, you know what? Well, first of all, you reminded me. Congratulations on Matthew Judon. Excellent pickup, I think.
But, yes, sir. Rob's based in Boston, by the way, so he knows Judon.
Yeah, I'm based in Boston. I can don't focus on the four sacks. Focus on the 2 years before and a healthy Matthew Judon. That's all I'll say. But the Diamondbacks, they're actually right now as we sit here, if I was going to bet on a team, it would be them. And maybe it's because you would get good odds. But I will say this, is that they have all the ingredients that we're talking about. Number one, they're playing well. Them and the San Diego Padres, both 9-1 in their last 10. But they have that starting pitching potentially lined up where you have Gallen, you have Merrill Kelly, the two guys from last year. You have Fott, the guy from last year as well. But now you have Jordan Montgomery coming on, the guy that you paid. You had Eduardo Rodriguez, who you signed now pitching pretty decently. And then you have this offense who's actually found its way. And sure, their bullpen isn't great, but you know who else bullpen wasn't great last year? The Texas Rangers, and they won the World Series. So I really, really think they have something there in Arizona.
I'm with you on that as we talk about what's going on around MLB. We'll get you caught up later in the 6 o'clock hour with the Braves as they finish up this series out there in San Francisco. What about the Mets? I didn't expect them to be where they are either, and here come the New York Mets.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I mean, they're hanging on. Now, I give Carlos Mendoza a ton of credit. I think that you look at you never know what you're going to get first time, first year manager. But there has time. We had John Gibbons, the bench coach, on the podcast this past week, and he had said there were times in that season, in this season, where the Mets could have absolutely folded up and gone the way that they had the last couple of years. But they didn't. And I give Carlos Mendoza a huge, huge amount of credit for that. And, you know, they've made a couple of bullpen pickups in the trade deadline. One that's helped and a couple that's been okay, nothing special. But I think the biggest thing is that if they also understand that they're just good enough. Now, it comes back to, am I picking them? No, I'm not picking them. Because I think that even the Braves have a better case because you have the better potential to line up good starters in the postseason and win series. But the Mets are a nice story, and it's good for baseball. I think the fact they're in it.
We're talking baseball. The Braves have been scuffling. We've been dealing with injuries. You know, to lose obviously Spencer Strider and Acuna, to lose Money Harris for so long. Ozzie Albies. Ozzie hopefully comes back sooner than later. But the pitching. Let's bring it back to Max Fried because Rob, the manager himself, Snicker, said last week we're done with like the 6-man rotation. We've saved your arms. It's now nut cutting time, as it were. So Do you think we have the horses to get there?
I think a lot of it, obviously, we talked about Fried. That's going to be a big part of it. And you can say, oh, well, you know, what if he lands as a fourth starter? If Max Fried's landing as a fourth starter, I don't think you're going to do anything. I think this is why he is who he is. He has the potential to go on a roll. But the other guys, you know, you look at a Charlie Morton, and Charlie Morton isn't going anywhere, right? And in a sense, and that's a good thing. I'm saying that, like, he's still pretty solid, although you look at the last six starts, I think it's been good, bad, good, bad, good, bad. and you need more than that. The good thing, the crazy part about this, I know we've talked about this guy numerous times, is that Chris Dale keeps on trucking, right? He keeps on rolling.
Right.
But I think that this is what you got to be careful of, is that this goes with every team, with every starting staff, is that now we're getting to uncharted territory for a lot of these starting pitchers. And that's where you need a guy like Max Fried, because he had a little bit of a drawback in terms of the workload, to say, okay, you know, Chris, you don't have to be as dominant as you have been maybe in September, but just get right in case we go on an October run, because that is to go on that run we're talking about, the be-all, end-all right now for the Atlanta Braves is going to be Chris Sale.
Yeah, it's a good point. He's been great. Rob Bradford, so have you. Odyssey MLB Insider, appreciate you stopping by, talking some baseball with us. We certainly will catch up with you soon. Thanks again.
I'm telling you, Judon, good pickup. Good job, guys. All right.
Thanks, big guy. Yeah, I mean, the New England papers are basically saying that, you know, hey, you know, we got a third rounder, but we just lost our best player. So, yeah, that's right. And we got instant pass rush.
Yeah.
Yesterday we were talking about Tang. Now we got a little powder and water. Now we got instant pass rush. Just
true.
Stir it up, baby.
Yeah, and there's a Carolina fan here looking at us. You heard the man. It's a great pickup. We're going to talk more about
how
it in the
6
o'clock
hour. How can
your
child be a Carolina fan with all the good things happening for the Falcons and nothing good happening for Carolina, Carl?
Also, our interview with Tyler Allgeier. How does he coexist with Bijan Robinson, and what is his after-practice routine? You'll hear it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.